You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 22 new coronavirus cases, with most of the fresh infections linked to an outbreak at a meat processing facility. There have been 34 cases of COVID-19 linked to the outbreak, but the state's chief health officer has reassured Victorians the facility poses no risk to them, while the business insists its meat is safe to eat. Cedar Meats has confirmed the outbreak at its Brooklyn factory in Melbourne's west after Victorian authorities declined to name it. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says the facility began moving towards a shutdown when the outbreak was first identified, with very broad testing among workers and close contacts to identify any further infections.
Most of those 19 individuals were asymptomatic, and all of them will have been in quarantine at the time that they've been identified. So it's not a risk to the general community, and it's not going to get out of control, and it is shut down. So I think it's been handled extremely well.
Australia's death toll has risen to 96, with the death of an 83-year-old in Western Australia and two more residents from Newmarch House aged care facility in Western Sydney. In New South Wales, health authorities say that they want to carry out between 10 and 15,000 coronavirus tests a day. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says more than 5,000 people were swabbed in the past 24 hours, making it the highest number tested on a Sunday. But she would like to see more people come forward to get tested.
It is a partnership, and I'm urging the community to come on board with our testing regime. I'd actually like to see, even though we've set the bar at 8,000, I'd actually like to challenge the community to get up around 10,000, 15,000, as high as we can.
A Sydney school has temporarily closed its doors after a student tested positive just one day after a Melbourne campus was shut because a teacher contracted the disease. Warringamba Public School in Western Sydney has been closed for cleaning after the student was diagnosed. Meanwhile, in Queensland, the plan to reopen schools has been revealed, with kindergarten, prep, years 1, 11 and 12 returning to classrooms on May the 11th, as the number of cases detected remains low across the state. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says from May the 25th, it's hoped most schools will be fully open again if the COVID-19 situation remains under control.
Of course, I say that with caution, because if there is any rise between now and May 25th, we have to act cautiously. But this is our plan. This is our plan for Queenslanders, to give Queenslanders some certainty over the school year.
The federal opposition is suggesting there should be a cut in the number of temporary foreign workers allowed into Australia. Labor's immigration spokeswoman, Christina Keneally, says there were more than 2 million temporary visa holders in the country in the middle of last year. Senator Keneally says Australian citizens and permanent residents can do many of the jobs migrants have been asked to do over recent years.
We need to make sure that the migration program doesn't undercut wage growth and lead to underemployment and unemployment amongst the Australian community.
The Acting Minister for Immigration, Alan Tudge, says Labor's stance on temporary migrants is inconsistent, with Labor wanting temporary migrants to get welfare payments so they could stay in Australia, but now saying it doesn't want temporary migrants. Tasmania is to ease restrictions on visits to aged care homes, with a roadmap out of widespread social limits expected to be revealed later this week. Premier Peter Gutwin says the aged care restrictions will be relaxed from next Monday, allowing for additional visits to residents. Mr Gutwin says while all other restrictions still remain in place until at least the 15th of May, a staged lifting of those rules will be decided by the end of the week.
It's my expectation that post the National Cabinet meeting on Friday, I will be able to provide the roadmap out of our restrictions based on public health advice. That will mean that by this coming weekend, Tasmanians will understand very clearly what the steps out of this are, what the processes are, and importantly, what the rules will be as we move forward.
And the National Cabinet has formally invited New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to join its meeting tomorrow to discuss approaches to managing the coronavirus. Ms Ardern says the discussions will include the contact tracing apps both countries are using and possible future trans-Tasman travel.
But it is fair to say such a meeting is without precedent and highlights both what's happened with the cooperation at a state level in Australia and then also the mutual importance of our two countries and economies to each other.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.